Live, it's your show. You can dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Your calls are what the show's about. We go to them. We'll start with Bill, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I heard you earlier talking about, you know, the fees on cars. And I was just thinking, I've never owned a home before. I mean, I know I pay property taxes inside my rent, but
yes, you do.
What percentage, or do you know of a lot of counties throughout the country, what percentage would you say overall that have no property taxes if I was to buy a house?
I've never heard of it. I've heard of a thing, a fictitious beast called an allodial title, which I've searched down on the inner tubes as thoroughly as I possibly can.
And it's one of those conspiracy theories.
And it appears to be, yeah, just pretty much...
Like a chimera.
Yeah.
Chimera, something for you to go after that's not really there.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
The fact is, the governments own all the land, and you must pay them annual rent to live on it.
Okay, so there's no little hidden areas that of utopia where you can go, you know, buy a house and not have to worry about that.
There are places where the taxes are less than they are in other places. As a matter of fact, I've heard of another thing I've heard is that houses out west, and I imagine you're talking about some little places in like Nevada and Wyoming and places like that, that will actually the town governments or the county governments will give you the property just so you'll pay the property taxes on it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's been, you know, lost to them. You know, people can't sell it for anything, so they just leave, and then the county gets it, and then it's falling apart on them.
Yeah, I know
so.
There's 8 or 10 states that have no state income tax, but I didn't know about the property tax. I just wanted to know.
Yep,
there you go. That's all I got. Hey,
thanks Bill.
Guys.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Now there are some places where there are no zoning laws, which that's kind of nice. I mean, if you have your,
I imagine every state pretty much has that somewhere.
Some places, yeah. If you have a plot of land and you can change it without begging bureaucrats' permission, that's certainly better than what most people have, where you have to beg and plead for every little change that you want to make to your property. In some places, it's worse than others. 800-259-9231. So if you want to share your, you're welcome to share your zoning hell story or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. We continue and talk to Dave, listening to KGEZ in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, power to the people.
Hey, what's on? What's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, the cost of freedom is when they bury in the ground, because that's what we're all prisoners of the flesh. That's the true freedom. And while we're here, the antidote is love, because that's the only way we're going to have any kind of near freedom here, because where there is freedom, there's love. And a lot of times the government forgets about the compassion.
It likes to pretend as though it's compassionate. Government people like to act as though they are compassionate.
They use it as a whip, like their compassion to save us from the terrorists. We're going to take your rights away. You know, that's how they show it. But more freedom was our forefathers' answer to when we got bigger. We're going to need more freedoms.
That's true compassion. I mean, being able to grant your neighbors freedom is, in my opinion, true love, true compassion. What do you think, Dave? Still there? He's gone. 800-259-9231. What do you think, Mark?
Well,
true compassion.
I agree that that makes perfectly good sense to me, that people, that compassion is giving other people the freedom that you wish you had.
Let's continue and talk to Bob, listening in New Hampshire. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Bob is gone. Let's try and said Dan in Indiana. Dan, you are on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Dan.
There was a question I wanted to call in about last week, but I guess I called into the show a little bit too late, and it really had to do with, but it's kind of taken a back seat to what I really wanted to call you about because of what happened this morning to Jesse. But I'll be real brief about it. The first thing. You know how these people like to run around with the Che Guevara shirts on and stuff like that?
Oh, boy, do they. College kids.
A freedom activist and stuff would want to have a picture of a dead freedom activist on their shirt. And I want to make sure, because I'm like you. I'm 100% voluntarist and stuff. So I want somebody on my shirt. You know, back in the day, I thought, oh, let's have Washington on. It's like, oh, man, Washington sucks. I thought, oh, Ben Franklin, there can't be nothing wrong with him. Oh, Ben Franklin, he stinks too, you know.
Yeah, those founding fathers were not perfect men. You're looking for like a true voluntarist, pure libertarian hero that you can put on a shirt?
Yeah, and I read some stuff on Wikipedia about Lysander Spooner, because I was all about Spooner and stuff on his shirt. I figured he'd look enough like Karl Marx to where the where the socialists go, oh, you like Marx too? No, I don't. It says Spooner under there.
So what's wrong with Spooner?
Well, no, that's what I'm asking you. Is he good?
I don't know. I don't really.
There's so little.
Wikipedia said that he was a socialist. Well, I'm sorry, Mark. You were saying
there's so little information on Lysander Spooner that therefore the information that is out there is very pro freedom. I think Murray Rothbard might be a way to go.
Oh, Rothbard! I never thought about that. Okay, getting to the other thing, and I want you guys to think of this as planting a seed, not something that's going to be accepted right away.
Do you have a permit to plant those seeds, Dan?
Okay, that's what I was getting ready to go with, this stuff, the permit, the whole permit process. How about we just go and print up our own little permits and stuff? And I know, like I said, just planting a little seed there, okay, saying, hey, here's a permit to walk down the street, here's a permit to cultivate, here's a permit to...
How about a skeleton key permit? How about like a permit that is a permit for everything? And as long as you're not harming people. Here's my permit, officer. It permits me to do anything I want as long as I'm not harming anybody else.
But I'm saying that on the bottom of the permits, we'd say on there, you know, a little disclaimer saying, you know, hey, you know, obviously the state isn't going to recognize this, but we would give them people for free, of course. You don't want to charge them for a permit or a license, but to do unlicensed manicurisms and stuff
like
that. And whatever.
I think it's a great idea.
Give you a hard time. And then in the meantime, that's good. But then eventually and stuff, they'll say, oh, well, there's no private... free market solution. Well, wait a minute. So-and-so appears been printing out permits for a long time, you know?
I think it'd be funny to give the activists their own permits when they go to do something. And by the way, what you're referencing is early this morning here in Keene, New Hampshire, a man was arrested. A listener to the program, blogger at freekeene.com, and Arco Jesse was arrested for tilling the land. I think the charge is excavation without a permit on a piece of what is allegedly public property. And they're charging him with this. It's a $120 fine. He is refusing to pay the fine. He is going to take it to court. And that's what went down today. You can see the video if you go to freekeene.com. It's right there at the top of the page. But I think it'd be awesome if he was there and the cops call up and say, do you have a permit for this? And he says, well, yeah, here it is right here. Dan gave it to me. Thanks for the call. Well, Dan, I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231.
I have to get a burn permit to burn shrubs or brush on my land. That's what they require. And I often tease the fire marshal guy that, hey, you know, the last time I got one of your fireproof pieces of paper, I tossed in the fire. It burned right up. I don't know what that permit's for. It doesn't stop the fire from burning things.
What did he say?
He chuckles at me.
Yeah, as he counted your money.
No, it doesn't cost anything.
Really? You just have to ask permission?
The county pays him. The town pays him.
Right. The permit itself, that does not cost anything?
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's not as bad as it could be, right?
You know, in a decade.
Yeah, exactly. 800-259-9231. I just love the idea of just kind of duplicating some of the things that they do and pretending as though the things that we've duplicated have the same level of legitimacy as theirs. So our permit should be as legitimate as theirs.
Make
we
sure
wrote it down
some,
on paper.
Make sure you get some NCR paper.
What's that?
That's the one that comes with several sheets in different colors when you write it and it goes through all the way through.
Oh, you mean carbon paper?
It's not carbon paper. Carbon paper is pretty old technology, man. It hasn't been around a long time. This is it's NCR paper. There's no carbon.
It's like built into the paper or something,
carbon,
right?
Yeah.
What's the NCR stand for? Non-carbon something?
Something like that.
Okay. You got to find these things out, man.
I don't even know if that's exactly what it is. That's just what I've heard.
1-800-259-9231. I actually called the local Politico talk show this morning, and I asked them. I said, because last week they voted to steal some people's houses here because they didn't pay property taxes.
They do that in every town.
Yeah. And so I asked them. I said, well, what if my friends and I got together and we had a little election, we got people together, and we had a constitutional convention, wrote up our own constitution, declared our independence, wrote up our own constitution, and then decided to start sending out property tax bills to you city councilors. And if you didn't pay our property tax bills, and we sent men with guns there calling themselves the police to your home to throw you out of your homes, would that be stealing? Because they said, one of the counselors said last week, that it's not stealing when they take people's property for non-payment of property taxes because it's the law. So what happens if my friends and I write our own laws? Can we then not steal your homes too?
No, you're just nuts.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231.
Government officials like to think they know better than us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4 Fit Leg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And I'd like to point out that some of the free features include the archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. You just click and download it, and they're yours. freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, and it's guaranteed. You can go over there and get a free account today, whether you have a business or not. It's PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com.
As we continue here with your phone calls, and we talk to Chris in Charleston, listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Chris. Chris, you are on the air, going once.
Yes, Chris. I'm here.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. Well, you were talking about what's not free, and our Constitution tells us we have the right to keep and bear arms.
Yep.
But in order for me to bear arms, I have to pay for a license, I have to pay for a class, and I have to pay for a background check. How is that free?
It's not. It's not. If it's a right, how can it be a right if you have to ask permission? Right?
Exactly. If I need a license, which actually I believe is permission to do something that would be otherwise illegal. So why do I need a license to do something that's guaranteed me in the Constitution?
Here's why. I can answer why. You see, here's what happened. Back in the past, government people started passing rules and regulations, and people allowed it to happen. And so they just kept passing them and adding more, and people just kept allowing. And that includes the gun owners. The gun owners said, okay, yeah, license me. Sure, it's for my own good. Oh,
right.
Sure.
Well, this is I'm sure that the first step was either ex-convicts or crazy people, right? Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we've all seen blithering madmen out there that it seems a really bad idea to hand them a handgun. Well, so I mean, I guess that one sort of asks oneself, well, what do you do about that situation? I guess it's a problem that solves themselves. If everybody could be armed, in society, and we would probably have a much more polite society, the blithering madmen that were armed would probably be taken care of. The ex-convict situation is, to me, a much murkier one. I don't understand why in the world they would try to take the right to bear arms away from ex-convicts when, if the guy's too dangerous to own a gun, why the heck did you let him out of prison in the first place?
Good point.
Yep,
very
so you're,
good point.
You nailed it. Thank you for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. Luckily, we're here in New Hampshire where they have this neat little thing called open carry. I don't know what it's like down in South Carolina, but up here, if you want to just carry a gun around, you don't have to ask anybody's permission as long as it's out in the open. So if it's concealed, then they demand that you get one of their permits. But next door, Vermont and Alaska, I believe, do not require permits for concealed carry. And you know what? There's not rampant gun crime in Vermont or Alaska. Wonder why that is. Well, it's because in the places where the gun laws are the least restrictive, they're the safest places to be. Because gun owners aren't restricted from doing things. They don't have to go and beg a bunch of permission from bureaucrats in order to exercise their freedoms. But the reason why you have to get permits today is because somebody in the past decided that that was an okay idea and nobody bothered to stand up to it. Nobody bothered to refuse to obey. If somebody had bothered, if somebody had taken the risk, if somebody had said, no, I have a right to bear arms and I'm not going to go down and submit myself to you bureaucrats and your poking and your prodding and your forms and your fees and your hoops that you demand that I jump through, no, I'm not going to do it.
You know, it happens here in New Hampshire where open carry is legal. It's almost a guarantee if you walk down the street, and we have many activists that do just that, walk down the street with a gun on their hip, that they'll have the cops called on them by somebody somewhere. Usually that person's visiting from Connecticut, Massachusetts, or New York.
I'd like to give you an example of something that happened today, just as an example of how much more free things are up here in New Hampshire compared to other places. And I'm going to bring Jesse on the line from New Hampshire to talk about this. Jesse, you were the man that was arrested today in Keene's Central Square.
Mm-hmm.
You were arrested for illegal excavation or excavation without a permit. But the reason I wanted to talk briefly about guns is because you actually brought a rifle out with you to, in your words, shoot the gophers because you were out gardening this morning in the public square. But you actually brought it looked like a .22 out with you. and it was leaning up against a tree. As the police arrived to arrest you, they began putting you in handcuffs, and the lieutenant that was arresting you actually looked at us, and he asked us to take your gun away from the scene after you guys were leaving. So they could have confiscated your firearm, and they
could have charged you with armed excavation.
Yeah, or they could have confiscated the firearm, but they didn't, and they could have held on to it for a while, because that's what governments do when they confiscate your property. They do their best to prevent you from getting it back. But, you know, obviously they did the wrong thing by arresting you today, but credit where credit's due, it could have been a lot worse. Your thoughts?
No, yeah, absolutely. It could have been a lot worse. I mean, they did take the garden hoe and they did take the topsoil, but I mean, those cost me maybe about, I don't know, $20 total. So it's not like, well, it's $100, it's several $100 investment.
Did you expect them to take those implements?
I did not expect them to take the topsoil, maybe the garden hoe, you know, and as like evidence for later. And they took photos. So, but I guess, you know what? I can't really say I'm surprised by anything they do, so that they took my garden hoe and topsoil, really.
What were you doing today, Jesse? I mean, for those listeners that are not aware, those just tuning in tonight, why were you arrested for gardening in a public place? I mean, what was going on?
Well, I wasn't just gardening in a public place. I was making a statement. The city council gave $5,000 to a private feasibility study. And I thought that was ridiculous. I thought you don't need to start a garden or a co-op for $5,000.
Right. Let me rephrase that. They stole thousands of dollars from property owners, and then they gave that money to some private company to run a study as to whether or not they would go into business here in the city that we live.
That's right. That's right. And I was personally incensed at this. And, you know, having been a gardener in the past, I thought, you don't need that kind of money to do this. And so I announced it here on Free Talk Live, and I made a post on freekeen.com, and I pretty much stated my intent that I'm, one, proving model of inefficiency. Just by being out there, I was proving them wrong, that they didn't need to throw $5,000 around. And I was basically going to start a garden. I was going to start a community garden on community property for use by anybody that wants to use it. I'm sure low-income families would want it. It was going to be donation-based or labor-based. If you wanted to, you know, help work on it, that'd be great. Any donations that I got would go straight towards cost of upkeeping it, and any excess at the end of the crop season was going to go to the community kitchen. So it's not like I was, you know, I could have really made money off of it, but that wasn't really my intent.
You weren't going to make money off of it. You knew that as well as anyone, that you weren't going to get through the first hour of hoeing.
Well, no, yeah, but, the intent was never to, like, make it, like, a profit thing for me. The intent was always to make it, like, a community thing on community property.
And you said your intent was not even to get arrested. Your intent was to plant a garden, and they decided to come and arrest you today. I want to bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. If you have a question for the illegal gardener, he is on the line with us. We'll talk more about what happened today and how you can get involved. This is Free Talk Live.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $38 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the number for you. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all completely free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and proof they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Sickle CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. If you've got a company, you should appreciate that SACL CAI is the main sponsor of this show and support them by, you know, perhaps turning over your account accounts receivable to them. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side.
So this morning in Keene, New Hampshire, there was an arrest. And you'd think the police would have something better to do, but apparently not, because they arrested a man for excavating without a permit. And allow me to describe briefly what they were defining as excavating. He had a, I believe, was the, Jesse is back with us in New Hampshire. Was it a trowel? Was that the instrument, the implement?
It was a garden hoe. It was a very small and old garden hoe.
And about how far down were you digging this morning?
Maybe, you know what, at a very liberal guess, 3 inches down I was so far. I may have gone like another couple inches down to get out roots. So like I had intended to go maybe 5 down just to clear it out of rocks and debris. But
so then a cop comes by, Lieutenant Maxfield from the Keene Police Department comes by and arrests you for excavation without a permit and then begins to talk about how, well, this is for your safety. They're arresting you for your safety, Jesse, because
so
there could be...
So you don't get mobbed.
No, there could be electrical lines running underneath here.
Seems unlikely.
Well, not at three inches. It's more like a couple feet down.
Jesse,
maybe.
Did you think for a moment you were going to make it, you were going to walk away from that circle this morning without little silver bracelets on?
Actually, I thought they might have just, like, taken the hoe away and written me a ticket And then, you know, they would have said, get out of here, go on, get. I didn't actually expect them to arrest me over it.
Well,
but I think the reason why they did that, I was thinking on that today, like, and they really didn't need to. I think it was just so when they did leave, I didn't go back to doing what I was doing. So I think
which is likely.
Stopped by bringing me to the station that they could put a stop on it and I wouldn't go back. Well, and I didn't, but because I had better things to do.
I think that this bit of civil disobedience has a certain level of poignancy to it. And
I think it was heroic, personally.
Well, heroic seems to be pushing it in the definition of heroic for me, but a certain level of poignancy and timeliness to it. So I'm not completely against it. However, at the same time, I don't see what the police could have done besides arrest you.
They could have left him alone.
No, but
he could have planted his garden.
Yep. In the middle of town square. That makes no sense.
On a public plot of land that is allegedly owned by everybody, right? That's what they claim. That's what people who support public property claim. Well, we all own a piece. Well, that's nonsense. And that's what, and that was proven today. It was proven that we do not own anything. And also, one of the reasons why you did this, beyond to point out how absurd it is that city government is giving money to some private organization to look into their business interests. But the other thing you were pointing out is the tragedy of the commons. Can you explain that a little bit for our listeners that might not understand?
No, yeah. Basically, people say, you know, the idea that there can be communal property or community property that's collectively owned by everybody. It's such a twisting thing in that, like, well, government owns it, but the people own it, and, you know, the people pay for it through taxes, and the government owns, I mean, there's actually, like, different, I've heard different things, and they all kind of come out different ways, but basically, because everybody has an equal share in it, an equal stake of the property, everybody gets a say, but people forget that property rights are absolute, and that, you know, by having, you know, at best, everybody would get, like, a quarter of a square inch of that property. So, I mean, ultimately, I really don't know the most concise way to put it.
If you decide to use your property, if they're saying that this is commonly owned, that everybody owns a piece of it in communal, then if you go and you decide to utilize what you believe to be your property for the purposes that you think are appropriate, and then other people decide that they don't agree and they want to use it for their purposes, you have a conflict that cannot necessarily be remedied. And you could say, well, majority rules. Well, then it's not really, you know, real ownership. If 51% can say what you can do on what is supposedly your property too.
You obviously never owned property with another individual.
Actually, I have, and I do have four other roommates.
I was talking to Ian, if he's saying that you don't really own property if you can't do what you want with it.
But there is no pre-existing agreement with this property, Mark. See, that's the difference. I've owned property with another individual, and we have pre-existing agreements as to how to handle that stuff. This community-owned property is allegedly owned by everybody, but that's the only specification, is that everybody owns this. Except when you go and you try to prove that you own it by doing something to it, then men with guns show up and they say, we own this, you don't.
I'm of the opinion that the problem with municipal corporations is the way that they collect money, not necessarily the way they own property.
Jesse, any other thoughts today, reflecting on what happened to you today? I mean, you're going to go to court over this thing. You're not going to be paying the fine. Is that all correct?
No, that's correct. I was thinking about this earlier too. That going to court, they're going to pretty much have they're going to have to be explicit in that public property really isn't public. So that's a blow for them right there.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if they tell me my garden wasn't wanted, I mean, they're going to try and make it about the excavation permit, and I'm not going to have any of that. I'm going to say that this is about a garden. You know, I wasn't simply excavating. I wasn't digging a hole for my health. I was creating a garden,
mm-hmm.
You know. And if they say that the community garden isn't wanted, then by extension, that must mean that the Keene Co-op isn't wanted, because they're the same thing. The only difference is that I used privately obtained funds, and they used $5,000 worth of public funds.
Well, the Keene Co-op is a business. They're you know, putting forth a business. It will be a structure in which you can buy you know, the fruits of the products of other local farmers and things like that. It's not a cooperative garden. It's a cooperative, you know, business.
Right, but the way a co-op business model works is people get to buy shares in it. Well, you could buy shares in it, but the thing is, $5,000 was dropped. I don't think any of us are going to actually own shares in that co-op. Even
nope.
If it's, what, 21 cents each, It's still not justified or right in what they're doing.
So you're planning on calling up bureaucrats onto the stand to ask them questions about public ownership of property and really get that all out into the open?
I'm going to try and do that. I really don't like their system, so I don't know if I try to get them subpoenaed in there, but I'm going to see what I can do.
All right. Very good. And you can follow the progress over at freekeen.com. Jesse, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can see video footage of the arrest this morning and analysis and there's forum discussions and everything over at freekeen.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk, ladies first, to Linda, listening in Austin. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what town is Jesse from?
Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, well, I'm in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And a few of us are approaching the Mayor's Neighborhood Garden Project by saying that we spend millions of dollars every year to fluoridate and poison our water, the city does.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing it since 1972. So we keep going to the city council and we give them books like the Fluoride Deception, the book called Fluoride Deception. We're giving them movies put out by Fluoride Action Network and dentists who are opposed to fluoridating the water. And we're saying, let's spend those millions of dollars that you're spending putting fluoride in our water on neighborhood garden projects.
Seems a more reasonable proposal, though my dental hygienist swears that teeth are in worse condition up here because there's no fluoride in the water in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, actually, you could tell your dentist to read the Fluoride Deception and that 97% of Europe has studied the situation and they've all banned fluoride in Europe. Yes, 97%. The World Health Organization is actually spending money to get fluoride out of naturally occurring areas like in China where you have crippling arthritis. But I wanted to tell the guy before that has his neighborhood, his garden project problem.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned 60, but when I was in my 20s, about seven of us formed a little group. And
sounds like you've got a longer story. Hang on, we'll bring you back. You can tell your story here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Is fluoride in water good or not? I don't know, but how do you take it out? Can a filter do that? It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's the Live Saturday Edition. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. You call in about anything, we take your calls, and we'll go back to Linda in Austin. Now, Linda, you were telling us, getting just about to tell us something about your friends, because you wanted to comment on what had happened with Jesse, our caller earlier, who was arrested this morning for tilling the soil in preparation for planting a few seeds in what was allegedly, or what is allegedly, a public commons. And I wanted to just have you go ahead and continue your story. So go ahead.
Right. When I was in my 20s, which was in the 70s, about seven of us just formed a little group in Denver, and we went to the mayor and we said, Seattle has mayor's neighborhood garden projects and Boston has neighborhood garden projects. We want you to have a mayor's neighborhood garden project. And he said, oh, okay. And to this day, there's still a mayor's neighborhood garden project in Denver. And basically what they do is plow up your land for you and they give you a tool so that you can use the fire hydrant and get water, or they'll give your neighbors a discount in the water, and it's a very wonderful project.
When you say they will plow the land, who's they?
The City Parks Department.
So they'll come to your property and plow it for you?
Well, what we did is we'd find out all the empty plots, all the empty lots all over Denver, and if there was a lot that belonged to somebody who lives out in Arizona, we would write them a letter and say, can we use your lot for a neighborhood garden?
Mm-hmm.
We'd get their permission, and then we'd get the city to plow it for us. At one point in time, they offered us the sludge, and we said, no thanks, because there's heavy metals in sludge. But they did a lot to help us, and they gave us, the main thing was a water break, And then there were a lot of Vietnamese people that wanted a big plot of land. So they
Why is it you needed the city to be involved in this? You couldn't find a plow?
Well, it's kind of like this. Like in Austin now, 40 years later, you know, the city, for some reason, they have like $64 million to give to a high-end shopping mall. And my position is, if we got $64 million to give to a shopping mall, or we have millions of dollars to put fluoride in our water to poison ourselves, then we need to start taking a look at where they're deciding to spend money and say, no, we wanted you to spend it over here in organic.
You know, I think I see where you're coming from, Linda, and I completely understand what you're saying, and I think that in the paradigm that you exist, that you're in right now, it makes sense, makes complete sense. Although I would suggest that you step outside of the box just a little bit and suggest that instead of begging the politicians to spend the money in the way that you think is best, because you're always going to be fighting that battle, you're always going to be fighting the special interests, you're going to be fighting the mall that's getting the $64 million, you're going to be fighting people who probably have deeper pockets than you and who are most likely going to be favored by the politicians. It's just the way the system works. I think what you should be considering advocating for instead of just minor changes to the system is a change to the system itself, and that is to make it so that you don't have to give them your money in the first place. That way people like you can get together with other like-minded folks and you can keep all the money that you earn and you can get together and do your own community garden without having to go and, you know, beg the city for permission. And I think that's where a lot of people really miss the boat, is that they see this system that's been put out in front of them and they think, well, I've got to go and I've got to use the system to get done what I want to get done. But inevitably what happens is the system puts people in conflict with one another. It actually engenders hatred. It engenders strife. It engenders conflict, because if you get favored over the other group that's asking for the money to be spent the way they think is best, then the other group is very angry as a result of that and they want to strike back, and so they run some candidates or they try to influence the next election, and it's just this constant tug of war that never ends, and no one will ever be truly satisfied as time goes on and one group or one entity takes advantage of the others through the governmental system that we have. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate yes, go ahead.
One more thing.
Yeah,
can I
briefly
say one more thing? How do you propose we get them to get fluoride out of our water?
Because I don't know. That's a good question. I guess you could try begging. Thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. I'm not sure about if fluoride is bad or not. She certainly seems to believe it is.
Every dentist I've ever talked to feels otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I do like the idea of just having the government people clean the water and just deliver clean water. If you want to add things to it, then you should be able to do that on your end. Don't you think? Wouldn't that make the most
sense?
I think
the government should be out of the water delivering business. It seems crazy to me. We managed to get our food from a disparity of different organizations. Why is it that we were getting, it's always government that delivers water?
That would be one way to answer her question, if as far as how to get water without these chemicals that she doesn't like in it, would be to have a free market in water distribution where there could maybe be a couple different providers to choose from, and maybe one would offer one product that's slightly different from the other one, or you could always go buy bottled water or try to reclaim water yourself on your own property from rainfall. I mean, there could be different ways to put up a big tank or something like that in your yard. Who knows? If you want to get creative, I'm sure there are options. Dig a well, of course. Wells are always a possibility. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to Michelle, listening in Illinois. Michelle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi,
Michelle. What's on your mind?
I was calling because I would like the politicians to be aware of a state law that got passed in Illinois by walking my streets and raising 536 petitions for perpetrators of rape and child molestation and men and women rape.
So what happened? I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. What do you want them to be aware of?
To be aware that I got a new state law in Illinois and I'm fighting nationwide.
You're fighting for a new law. Now, what is this law?
This law is where perpetrators of rape and child molestation, the perpetrators have to pay lifetime long-term care in the state of Illinois.
And lifetime long-term care. What is that? What is lifetime long-term care?
It handles medications for life or hearing aids, counseling.
So you believe that somebody who commits those acts, and they are heinous acts, should be responsible for taking full and complete care of their victims, even for things, even for damage that they didn't do? Is that what you're saying?
No, damages that they did do to the victims.
I see.
Makes sense to me.
It sounded to me like you were suggesting that they just are take care. They just put their bill, the bill for their health care for the rest of their lives.
No, the law passed here in Illinois where they do have to pay lifetime care for the victims.
Lifetime. Okay, so you're telling me that prior to this law, the victims were not being compensated in these cases?
Through victims compensation, but not for life, only for about a month to get medication and counseling. They can't pay every victim. And the perpetrator, they freeze their assets, and then money is sent to the victim under the Privacy Act. So the victim has the money for lifetime medications so they don't fall from middle class to poverty. For their lifetime counseling or...
Well, I'm all in favor of, essentially having victims being made whole. I don't know if that's, if it's required that something, if they need medication for life as a result of the damage that somebody did...
The counseling, I mean, I think it seems to me that it should go on as long as they need it. Somebody...
Yes.
Thank you for
and
the call tonight. I appreciate
hearing
from you. Yes?
Hmm? Get on and see the law. May I give that out?
Briefly, go ahead.
It's www.
Yep, everyone knows that part.
A, D like dog, Y like yellow, D like dog.
Yeah, can you just
like
give us the word?
W like wonderful.com.
Can you just give us the word? What was that?
Lady Do. www.ladydo.com.
D-E-W at the end, you said?
D-E-W.
All right, thank you for the call tonight. Good luck out there. 800-259-9231. I was a little concerned. It sounded like she meant, like, take care of them no matter what their health problems were for the rest of their lives, which isn't really the responsibility of the perpetrator in that case.
I was concerned that she was going to start with H-T-T-T.
H-T, H as in hat, T as in Tom, T as in Tom,
B as in Paul,
colon, forward slash,
slash,
forward slash.
That's the one on the lower right-hand corner of your keyboard. You know, it's different age groups, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, by the way, here, try this out. This is a radical idea. When you put in your websites on your internet browser,
on the strip of the URL,
you can leave out W's.
Yeah, you can. You don't
on like 99.9% of the websites. There are some government sites where it won't work.
Well, of course, they're screwy.
Hey, hour number three is coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Let's talk pirates, shall we? This pirates are in
pirates.
The news. They're all over the place. Pirates, pirates, pirates. And we'll take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Government know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now, everystoneRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic...